Would you rather be good or lucky? That's the old cliche I've heard. And in Tom Dittmer's case, he was probably both. He was good, even great, at commodity trading. But on one occasion, perhaps he was a little lucky, and that luck paid off big time. Millions of dollars big time. It's next on the American Countryside. On the Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about ideas for rural and agricultural America. In episode 27, it's Hay No More, Feeding Cattle Without Haying.
I think there's a lot of opportunity to intensify the management of your forage.
In episode 32, meet farmer Marion Calmer on proven ways to get more profit from crop acres.
The yield advantage was there to go to narrow row corn. And so then I invented the world's first 15-inch row corn head.
Get Farming the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. You may have heard me speak about our trip coming up this February 3rd through 12th to Hawaii. I hope you'll join us on a three-island tour as we see sites like Pearl Harbor, Volcanoes National Park, and the Maui Pineapple Plantation. You'll enjoy spectacular resorts, a Polynesian luau, and much more. I can tell you from experience this is a trip you won't want to miss, and it's the perfect getaway in the middle of the winter. For more information or a brochure, call 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Plus, there's still time to claim an early sign-up bonus. I hope you'll join me this winter in Hawaii. It was early 1980. Tom Dittmer, CEO of the commodity trading firm Refco, had just been told by a friend that Jimmy Carter was going to embargo wheat shipments to the Soviet Union. Tom didn't believe the story, but he called his chief economist, Willard Sparks, to get his opinion.
So, Willard, is there any chance that Jimmy Carter's going to embargo the wheat to Russia? He says, who are we going to sell it to? I said, why don't you get Victor Pershing on the phone, who was head of Export Club in Moscow. So the three of us got on the phone. Victor, if you think there's any chance of having an embargo, and he says exactly the same thing. Who are you going to sell it to if you don't sell it to us? We laugh like that.
Tom was already short in the wheat market, meaning he'd sold wheat and was betting it would go down. So far, that position had been a loser for him.
I'm short grains already, choking, losing money. Willard's short grains already, short, losing money. So we don't sell anything because we're already losing money.
But when news of the embargo hit, the wheat futures tumbled, and Tom was on the right side of the market.
That night, he did embargo Russia. The exchange didn't open for days, and when it did, we made millions of dollars. So that was a fun trade.
Those trades made Tom and Refco one of the big names in commodity trading.
I think in 1979-80, that was the year that the customers made, after commissions, $500 million. They made $500 each year, and that puts you on the map. Because that doesn't happen very often with anybody. And then even people who hate us, like IBP was mad at us, and they start to trade with you just because you're making money.
Tom has many interesting stories, including a man he would wind up meeting in Cuba. The story next time as we travel the countryside. I'm Andrew McCrae.